You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We do have a two-party system in the United States, that's true, but it's not a two-party country. That's because there's the two parties, and there's the third group, the no-party group. According to a Gallup poll released yesterday, 40% of American voters identified themselves as politically independent in 2011. That's the highest percentage in that poll's history. And in New Hampshire, which is holding the first presidential primary today, there are more independent voters than either Democrats or Republicans. Linda Killian joins us now, an expert on independent voters. Linda's a Washington journalist, a senior scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center, and author of the upcoming book, The Swing Vote, The Untapped Power of Independence. Good morning, Linda.
Hi.
You know, we were just hearing Anna Sale in New Hampshire talking about what an independent voter is, that they're neither undecided nor necessarily swing voters. Why do people choose the independent category?
Well, a piece of independent voters may consistently identify themselves with Republicans or Democrats, and I think that's what she was talking about. But there are another, of that 40%, I say there's a chunk of about 20% that are true independent voters that don't identify with either party and that swing, that voted for Ronald Reagan, if they're old enough, George Bush, Bill Clinton. A few of them voted for Barack Obama last time, and they're up for grabs this time. So in New Hampshire, rules allow them to vote in the primaries. Only half the states in the country allow independent voters to vote in the primaries. But in New Hampshire, they can. So expect them to be a pretty big factor in New Hampshire, especially since the Republican electorate is not that excited about their choices.
You know, we saw a lot of independent voters in Iowa going to Ron Paul. Is that kind of candidate the sort of outsider candidate, a little bit of the of a party but not of a party, the kind that attracts independents?
That's right. He did well in Iowa, and independents were allowed to participate in the caucuses. And I heard your previous report, the young voter, talk about his support for Ron Paul. That's very characteristic. Young people do seem to like Ron Paul. And they like his unconventionality. They like what they perceive to be his truth-telling. Young people like a politician that's a non-politician. And I think that is a lot of what appeals to them.
We're speaking with Linda Killian, a journalist and senior scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center, about independent voters. You know, what is it, Linda, that has caused so many people? I mean, 40% seems like a huge number of Americans identified as independents. Why is that? Is that connected to this historically low opinion of Congress?
It is. I think it's connected to a lot of dissatisfaction with the dysfunction of government. It's connected with money. They're turned off by the partisan warfare. They are very upset with the money and special interest influence in politics. They feel that the parties have only their own self-interest and winning in mind. They don't feel well served by either party. They think it's all a bit of a game, and they think governing is a little more serious than that, and they're not getting what they want from either party.
So, but it doesn't sound, Linda, like these this is a vote that votes as a block. I mean, by definition, you can't say, well, independent voters are going for Ron Paul, or independent voters, you know, vote against the incumbent, right? I mean, these are voters who are supposedly making up their mind based on the candidate themselves rather than on the party or any party platform.
That's right. They don't vote as a block. They make up their minds independently. In New Hampshire, I think some of them may vote for Mitt Romney, but I think you will probably see the independent vote split for the most part between Ron Paul and John Huntsman. And I think John Huntsman has really made a stand in New Hampshire, been there more than any other candidate. And he's a candidate sort of designed to appeal to independent voters, which is sort of what makes him not all that viable in the Republican primaries. But would make him perhaps an attractive third-party candidate. In the debate on Sunday, the NBC debate, Huntsman really made a stand in terms of what he was sort of standing up to Romney and Romney's criticism of his serving in the Obama administration as ambassador to China. And he said, the American people are tired of the partisan division. They've had enough. They want change, and they want people to come together and find solutions to our problems. And I think that is sort of the mantra of the independent voters.
So you're saying that independent voters could actually play a real role, in, especially in these states where they're allowed to participate in the primaries or the caucuses. Does that mean that we could see independent voters having a real swing in the eventual presidential election this year?
Oh, absolutely. I think because they're only allowed to vote in half the states in primaries, I think they will have a limited effect on the primaries. And even though they do have the right in some other states, a lot of them don't choose to vote in primaries. But in the general election, I think there's no doubt that the independent voters, in my mind, will decide the election. This is going to be a very close election. It will come down to some of the swing states that I talk about in my book, places like New Hampshire, which went for Barack Obama last time but is not at all a lock for him this time. Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, which will be critical to the election, and is full of swing voters. So I think there's no doubt in my mind that the independent voters, the swing voters, will decide this election.
And does the candidate who attracts those voters has to be a candidate who's a bit of a, I hate to use the phrase, but maverick, somebody who distances themselves from the traditional party?
Well, I don't think we can expect either if Romney is the nominee or Obama to distance themselves from their party, but they will have to have a message that appeals. And I think the fact that Romney is the likely front runner, the likely nominee, even though so many, part of it is his organization and money. He's just been running for 4 years. But it's interesting that in a conservative Republican Party, that their nominee could be someone who is, you know, considerably more moderate than a lot of the base supporters. They will have to move to the center.
Yeah, well, Linda Killian, Washington journalist, scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center, author of the upcoming book, The Swing Vote, The Untapped Power of Independence.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.